variety from coast to coast on Mutual now as Bandstand USA brings you Julian Cannonball Adderley.
We'd like to play a piece by a very fine bass-playing friend of ours. It's called Miss Jackie's Delight.
To cut in here, but you know we've received so very, very many good questions on our Ask the Stars contest that we felt that some of them that, in the opinion of the judges, were not winning questions should not just be left go to waste. And so I tell you what we've dug up. We've dug up what we call a bandstand extra, which is a little sort of supplementary deal that we have. And to some of the very good questions that have been sent in, to the folks who sent in, very good. I think we're going to send a pair of tickets to the New York Jazz Festival at Randall's Island, which will take place August 23rd and 24th. Dizzy Gillespie, Count Basie, Johnny Richards, Maynard Ferguson, Dave Brubeck, Jerry Mulligan, Billie Holiday, Anita O'Day, and Sarah Vaughan are all going to be at the New York Jazz Festival at Randall's Island on August 23rd and 24th. And so, Leonard, I tell you what, here's a question from Melvin Greenberg of 789 St. Mark's Avenue.
Composition by our piano player, Junior Mance. This one, Jubilation. Thank you.
Here's another question to be asked of Leonard Feather in our Bandstand USA Extra Contest. What, Leonard, in your opinion, is the most important step to be made?
We'd like to play a favorite standard, What's New?
Thank you.
by our bass player Sam Jones. This one is called Spectacular.
Time and the hands that cover that old face on the wall wait for nobody. And we're sorry, Julian, but we've got to sort of move the show along a little bit. That's been the music of Julian Adderley, the Cannonball, and his group, his brother, of course, on horn, from the Cafe Bohemia, 15 Barrow Street in Greenwich Village. Brought to you live. We've taken our microphones into the very spot, Cafe Bohemia, where the Julian was performing live. For the edification of the clients there, so we could bring you the inspired performance of Julian, as we do with all the great artists that appear on Bandstand USA. And don't forget to send in your questions so that we can ask the stars. There may be a high-fidelity system in your future, who can tell? We can say this, the H8 Scott Tuner and Amplifier will be lasting companions to good listening, and your Stevens Trusonic speaker will make today's fine LPs sound better than you've ever heard them before. So send those questions in tonight. Address again, Bandstand USA, Mutual Broadcasting System, 1440 Broadway, New York 18.
Welcome to Portraits in Jazz, and we're featuring Cannonball Adderley with the sextet direct from the Half Note here at Hudson and Spring. Fact is, Cannonball will be appearing the rest of this week up until Thursday night, so if you get a chance, come by and listen to a great group of musicians. And as I can tell by the letters and cards that have been coming in, I see where our audience does dig our live stereo remote broadcast. This opening tune, by the way, we'd like to thank the American Federation of Musicians, Local 802, for making the broadcast possible. And this opening selection will be a tune that I play pretty often, written by Quincy Jones, Jessica's Birthday. Thank you.
Jessica's birthday. Cannibal Dolly with the sextet. I want to make mention of the gentleman in the group. Cannibal, why don't you do this? Introduce the gentleman to our radio audience. I'm sure there may be some listeners who have not caught the first two remote broadcasts.
Well, according to ABC statistics, everybody in the world heard the first two broadcasts, I'm sure. Everyone.
Shavila.
Very beautiful bolero, Cannibal Alley with our sextet here at the Half Note. And this has been recorded, by the way, on the Capitol label. The tunes from Fiddler on the Roof, a very beautiful thing. Uh-huh, yes. We're going to get into our next tune. It's a pretty good album, by the way. The tune that I've been getting more requests for from that LP is A Sewing Machine.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea. Let's play that one. That's a good idea. I like to hear things that people want to hear, so we'll play it.
Good. Right now?
The Sewing Machine.
That's a new one. The Sewing Machine, Cannibal Alley with the Sextet. And this is Alan Grant with Portraits and Jazz, direct from the Half Note here at Hudson and Spring. And this is what happens every Friday night, WABC FM at 95.5 on your dial. Remember, tomorrow night, Saturday night from 10 until midnight, we have the sounds of the big bands. And I'm looking around, I see one of my fine associates who does some great broadcasting in jazz, too. How about a nice big hand for Willis Conover? Willis? Yeah, here he is. Our next tune, Cannonball.
Duke Ellington. We're going to do a little Ellington. This is a work from a selection from the Black, Brown, and Beige Suite. It's called Come Sunday. Joe Zawinul arranged it, and logically, his feature. But he did share the spotlight with Sam Jones somewhat. This is Come Sunday.
Come Sunday, Cannibal Alley.
Very pretty thing. Come Sunday. And come Sunday night, you can come by here at the Half Note and visit and take a listen to Cannibal with the Sextet. Really, they'll be here up until Thursday night, by the way, the entire week. And I would suggest you do because they are playing some real pretty things. Cannibal with the Sextet here at the Half Note. Cannibal, our next tune. I'm getting into these next tunes because I feel like we should have more of a musical sound.
Good. That sounds good. Here is a tune by Nat, my brother, and it's his newest one. It's a pretty hip tune. We like it very much. It's called The Little Boy with the Sad Eyes.
She wouldn't look at me like that.
Thank you. Yeah. The boy with the sad eyes. I want to find... Nat, this is your tune. How did you come to write this tune? What made you think of the title?
Well, it was a little Mexican boy. We were down in Mexico selling chiclets.
Who was selling chiclets?
The little Mexican boy. And, hey, come on with that.
No.
And he made a personal sucker out of Cannonball.
In what way?
Looking at him with the big sad eyes, Cannonball bought 3 suitcases full of chiclets. Dig? That's it.
I can understand that because to anyone that would know Cannonball, he is a soft, hard, beautiful person. That's right. How about a big hand for this great chiclet buyer? Cannonball. We've got time for one more tune, Cannonball, and what will it be?
It'll be a part of probably Work Song, Ness, most popular tune ever. Work Song.
Popular Work Song. Cannonball Adderley with the Sextet. Thank you. know. That's work song. And it's been Cannibal Alley with the sextet working here with the half note. That's the tenor work of Mr. Charles Lloyd, by the way. Charles Lloyd with Ned Adley, Joe Salvador, Sam Jones of the Woodstage, with Alan Grant, cooking beautiful sounds of jazz here, directed by half note of Hutchinson Spring. Bottled production facilities and cause for this program are betrayed by the Half Note Club. Remote engineering by Jerry Zeller, Wayne Neely, and Ron Sims. I'll be looking for you tomorrow night at 10 for the sounds of the big band, Mr. Alan Grant.